It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Oh, Rick, please bring it up in your final day on the show. By the way, Mike Brown, can we do this here? What I would like here, I want a solo shot on Rick Camp. I want it to be Rick Camp's time to shine here. Can we do that? Wow. Can we get Rick on the solo cam? Oh, is that possible?
Here we go. This one's for Rick.
Rick Camp, it's your final show, Rick. It is, in fact, Rick, your time to shine.
Love it.
Rick was not very enthused about doing
it. Oh, he got into it. That was pretty good. I was happy that he did it.
I was just typing.
It's your time to shine, whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, and then hit the road, Jack, and never come back until we need you to come on and give props, which might be often. I have a great narrative prop for today.
Now the wheels are turning a little bit. I tried to guess in our chat and it was 0 for 1 so far on guessing.
All right, well, how about this? I'll give you a hint. Think about the playoff series that the two teams played.
Okay. That's it. That's the clue.
Think about the playoff series the two teams played. Think about like what would be like a narrative bet to be placed off of what happened in that series.
Okay, I'll think about it. I feel like the most obvious one is the one I guessed, but maybe I guess I'm wrong.
It is nothing to do with Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Not that I won't have a Kevin Durant prop potentially, but it is not. It's not Durant.
Well, if it was our betting of that series, the right answer would be like Joe Harris points over. Like, I guess we bet the under in game 7.
Maybe. Maybe that's what
I mean. Imagine. Like, I don't even know what his points prop is today, actually. I should probably look.
Well, guess what? I do.
It doesn't matter. Naturally, Rick knows.
30 and a half.
That's Rick
over.
Being Rick.
Yeah, listen. We'll talk about all of this coming up in the Power Hour next hour here on You Better You Bet. James Mazzola joins us in 20 minutes. We're going to get to our bets for Red Sox Astros. If you missed it, we have no play, either one of us, Ken or I, on the Dodgers and the Braves. Would have probably bet the Braves if we had to, but we weren't going to do it. NHL bets, baseball, NBA, myself, Ken, and Tyler, golf bets to close the show. Mazzola's golf bets coming up in 20 minutes. But for now, it's what I want everyone to do. You're watching, listening to the show live. We appreciate you. Odyssey.com, Odyssey app, Odyssey stations nationwide, part of BetQL, including, what's up Boston, by the way? WEI in Boston.
Yeah.
One of the EIs in Boston. Hi, Boston. Sup?
Sup?
Sup? Twitch, dude. YouTube. Or maybe you're consuming it in podcast form. Maybe it's Tuesday night. Maybe it's Wednesday. That's what I want you to do. Keep in mind, Ken's about to give a lot of bets for this weekend. Just keep it in mind. Keep in mind that Ken is your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. Just remember that. You see a lot of content coming out this week centered around NFL bets. Is it going to surprise you? And some of those bets are the same. Is it going to surprise you? I feel like I'm kind of digging myself pretty deep here. I'll just get to it.
What
bets you get it.
Is it going to surprise? I was like, what else is going to surprise us? Jeez.
Nothing. Yeah, what's going to surprise us? It's just me. I'm going to stop talking. That'll be the surprise.
Recommends or game show? What do we do? Or not game show. Sitcom. We do sitcom, right? Okay, Rick's not.
Yeah. So we'll start the podcast segment. Right now, it's now time for the games that Ken Barkley has already bet for week number 7 in the National Football League. Rick Camp, take it away. Starring Angela Lansbury. Murder, She Wrote.
If I wasn't afraid quick link would break, I'd be like, let's go to each of a single, and it's like starring Ken Barkley. We like freeze in the pose, like turn to the camera, like.
It's like. And starring Downtown Mike Brown as Downtown Mike Brown. Right,
as himself. Love as himself. Always the best ones.
And special guest, Quick Link, and we've gone off the air. Right. See you next week.
Sorry to all of our listeners and viewers. We tried to do something creative, and it wouldn't allow it. Sorry about that.
All right. So go ahead, Kenny. What do you got for this week in the National Football League?
Yeah, not as much as, what was it? Was it 2 weeks ago that I had like seven? That was like really aggressive. It's not, most weeks aren't going to be like that. There's some stuff still available that's worth betting for sure. Two that are around still that I would bet, like you can bet them right now, honestly, but the numbers are still very good. Two road underdogs that maybe are undesirable to people, but the numbers are pretty aggressive for people that listen to Pencil, Pen, Blood, or Blank, B squared for Monday. I think a lot of this stuff won't be that surprising, but here's some stuff that I locked in, basically. I bet Washington at 10. 9.5 still shows as a bet for me in this game. Like 9.5 is still worth a full unit, in my opinion. You can try to see, maybe you get like just a shaky enough injury report or just enough Packers interest to get back to 10 again. In games where I have shown an edge against the Packers, like we would have like Rob Pizzola on every single one of those times. He'd be like, oh, really? I bet the Packers. I'd be like, oh, great. Awesome. So it's possible. Maybe there's some people against me on this one. All of the early money was on Washington. Like the 10.5 openers were like fake and lasted 5 seconds and they were juiced anyway. But like 10 was around for a little bit. I still show 9.5 as a bet worth making on Washington. That's still around. At least it was. I literally just checked right before we came on to do this segment. So Washington's still a bet. This even got as far as I saw like 7.5 yesterday afternoon for like an hour. So, I mean, like just, you know, kind of the money poured in for a little bit at low limits, but just enough to really like kind of push the number down. So I like Washington more than a touchdown. It's pretty intuitive. If you look at, you know, Washington's played two really elite teams so far this year. They played Buffalo and they played Kansas City and they closed a touchdown in both those games. Can they really be more than a touchdown against the Packers? Do you really feel that way about the Packers versus those two teams? My answer is no, even if people are really down on Washington. And so that's, I think, just intuitively, even without like making your own number, I think that's a pretty good reason to make this bet. Another bet that I think is worth putting in right now, and again, just the number, you're going to hate the team. I don't really care. I bet Detroit at 15 against the Rams. I think anything over 2 touchdowns in the game is worth a bet. So 14.5 would be like the last number I would bet in the game. My projection is almost exactly 14, a little bit less. I have adjusted Detroit down in a couple different situations. We've actually been on them. Well, last week I was on Cincinnati, so I guess I take that back. But we've been on Detroit like a good amount before that. We got them right against Minnesota. Maybe should have gotten them right against Chicago. But like I've been adjusting their rating down. Like I'm not asleep at the wheel here as Detroit keeps suffering more and more injuries and gets more and more beat up and keeps playing poorly. But I just can't get to this number in this game. So, and Detroit's played a ton of really good teams and none of them have approached this number in terms of the difference between them. I'm also not sure the Rams have a unique or good home field advantage in this game that's worth very much based on where they play. So I like Detroit and more than 2 touchdowns. That would be another one. There are a bunch that I'm like watching. Well, I'll do the Thursday night game first, because you and I talked about this a ton, Nick, yesterday. And I would actually be curious about your opinion here too. So we do the show before we go on the air. It's basically like between 4 and 4.5 everywhere, Denver at Cleveland. During the course of us being on the air, it goes from 4.5 to 4 and 3.5. Like basically just more and more money keeps coming in on Denver over the course of us doing the show. And we're both here like being like, we love Denver. Anything more than like 3, I say like I'm between 3 and 3.5 with my number. Right now, basically the consensus number in the market is Cleveland -3.5, but Denver +3.5 is like -120, -125. So I would call this number like 3.25, basically, in terms of the Thursday night game. For me, that is no longer a bet worth making. So like I have the Thursday night game, but like who cares? Like if you can't make the bet, then it doesn't really matter what I have. For you, I know you were also like Denver a lot. We don't have to wait till Thursday, I think, to answer this question, just because it's like we want to be actionable early in the week. Is that like what number would you stop betting Denver at in this game?
Well, can I answer your question with the question?
Yeah, sure.
So like, I think it's important to like, I don't want to assume that people in our audience are betting like tremendous sums of money on games. So let's just say like the person out there listening, right? Let's say this person wants to put $50 down on the game,
sure,
and they're going to bet -125 instead of -115 or -110. Like if it's not like a tremendous amount of money, like if people are betting 50, 75, 100 bucks, Ken, does that change the way you feel about like a -125?
I think it's less about the sum and more about like how they think about sports betting. Like, is it way more of a hobby than something you take seriously? Then it probably doesn't matter whether you bet $6 more on a $50 bet to win 50 or however you want to play it. Sure. I think that would be the same thing with, you know, like if you're playing blackjack, it's like, well, are you counting cards or not? Okay, then like, who cares what you bet per hand in blackjack? Like, are you taking it really seriously or no? If you're not, then like be as casual as you want. Like, honestly, like I just, yeah, I think that's more the perspective I think you can provide is just like, what's your stopping point? Like I'm sort of more mathematical. Like I know exactly what my, like we're there. Like I would not, for me, if this was the number that opened, I would not bet it, but it was not. So I did, but like, we're kind of in that gray area now. I feel like with you where it's like, I think you still like the game and I think you still like Denver, but we're kind of at a spot where the number is just pretty close to, I think, where it should be.
I would bet Denver plus three. Now I'm not going to, because I have a better number on Denver here, but I kind of think Denver's going to win. And like, we'll see how the injury report kind of breaks out with both teams as we approach here. But yeah, like I'm
still very
like
bullish.
So even if it comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like that was honestly like my thought yesterday when we were kind of like before you and I did the show and I was like thinking about week seven, like I kind of think Denver's going to win. Like I think Denver's going to win this game. So, yeah, I think Denver plus three, like if I didn't, it's so hard to be like, would I bet Denver plus three? Like I have Denver plus four, you know? So it's like, would I bet Denver plus three? I don't know.
And maybe. At Bet Rivers right now, apparently it's three probably, minus 110. Cause like we just, our graphics just updated with the new number. So it's, and this is, well, again, this is like not surprising, but it's worth, I mean, just again, like how seriously do, if you don't care about the number, we're telling you, we like Denver, like whatever that's worth. If you do care a lot, the number's gone. And so like, cool. So I have a couple other games we can talk about as well that I'm just, I think the numbers are going to move in a way that are going to create.
How
some
about bets. This? Can I say this?
Yeah.
Can I say this? Like we have today's Tuesday. We have the whole full show on Wednesday. And then we have a full power hour on Thursday. Let's see how the injury report develops. We will give you like by Thursday, we'll give you an answer here. Cause I can't imagine this number's moving back off three with the injury news for Cleveland.
So yeah. We'll see. Seems unlikely, I guess. Like we're going to be in the zone at least maybe like three, maybe a little Cleveland money, but I'm probably not off three, I guess would be my guess in this game. But so anyway, that's kind of like the spiel on Denver. I'm, you know, nothing really actionable out of that necessarily, but just like, we like Denver in the game. Number went away. Okay, that happens, obviously. And that was one of the fastest movers that we saw, really, of any game. I guess, like, New Orleans would be the other one, but that was kind of a weird game, too. So, anyway, three games, I would just say, like, worth paying attention to. Have not bet on any of them yet. Close to getting key numbers in all of them, and I think all of them are kind of interesting. Giants 3 minus 110, not available anywhere that I've been betting most of the times I've checked today. I don't think it's actually been there ever. There's 3 like minus 115. We're like getting so close basically to the exact buy point that I need to take the Giants in the game. We're not, Bet Rivers is 3 minus 112. Like we're getting there. I think Carolina's going to keep getting bet. I think we're going to get the number that I want. Maybe it's not the number that you want because like maybe you don't want to bet on the Giants. Wouldn't blame you. We said yesterday that like three and we just have to, like there's just no choice with my number in the game, which is less than this. So if that appears at any point, plus three minus 110 is a bet for me on the Giants. Just literally has not appeared yet, but we're like so close to it happening and just let's wait and see what happens. So that's one I'm monitoring. Another one, could Atlanta ever get bet out to three against Miami? That would again be an immediate bet on Miami at plus three minus 110 if that was the case. Early steam pushed this from 0 to 2.5 in most places for Atlanta. So again, pretty close to the number. Atlanta 2.5 minus 112 at Bet Rivers. So a pretty similar dynamic, although not quite as close to three as Giants is, 3 minus 110. So again, monitoring that, interested in Miami at three, otherwise waiting. And then another game that's getting bet, I think in kind of a peculiar direction, and actually I didn't check the Bet Rivers number on this one, but hopefully Mike will be awesome and animated because he's been doing a great job so far. We talked about the Eagles briefly, 3 against the Raiders. Like my updated number is less than this, yet the Raiders are like actually taking. Yeah, so the Raiders are a cheap 3.5 now at Bet Rivers. That kind of mirrors what I've seen elsewhere. I've seen like 3 minus 120 and minus 125. 3.5 minus 110 would be an immediate bet on the Eagles for me. But we have, again, haven't seen it, haven't gotten there yet, but the number is moving in that direction. So rather than bets that are like already in the hopper, there are only a few. For me, it was really Denver, Washington, Detroit were the three that I was interested in. Washington and Detroit are still available at numbers that I would bet. There are actually three that are like really close to being bets, which is like, don't really think we have that in most weeks where like on Tuesday afternoon, there's so many games that are right there where we're almost getting numbers that we want. So that would be Giants. If you can get 3 minus 110, Miami same, and then Philly 3.5 minus 110, close on all three. And kind of a different version of games we've already bet. Games we're looking to bet would probably be a better title for this week.
It's like if I, or by its alternate
right.
title, games we
have. Why don't you just tell me what games to bet? Right.
But we're staring at the odds screen, waiting for the numbers we want.
Right, exactly.
I do think that's it, and like, and good stuff there. And like you said, we may hit a lot of these numbers and may place a lot of these bets here. But like, I do think that's interesting, Ken. You make up a great point, right? For so you, the person listening or watching, if you're out there being like, well, I don't care about minus like 115 or minus 110, then you then bet it. That's
and
okay.
It's your right to not like, care. Like, honestly, like no one can make you care about this stuff, and it's not even like. about being right or wrong or what you should do. Like, if you don't, I mean, like, I go play craps at a casino. Am I taking it as seriously as like a hardcore advantage player looking for edges? Of course not. Nobody is, basically, that's going to a casino to play craps. So like, however seriously you take it, that's how seriously you take it. Like, no one can push you to do something.
So if you're betting like $50 a game, whatever, like in that range, nothing wrong with that. And do you want an extra $6 to play the three and a half? You know,
for a lot of people, it's probably like whatever, which is it's just how seriously you want to take it. That's all it is.
So there you have it. The games that Ken Barkley has already bet or is looking to bet for week number 7 in the National Football League. Take a quick break here. And on the other side, Charlie Morton, what's the score of this game, Rick?
It is 2-0 Dodgers in the first.
I knew it. Dodgers mortal today.
Dodgers run line, just like we said. Right.
Just like we said. Golf bets coming up right after this. Our pal James Mazzola joins us to give us his card for the Zozo Championship.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.